Wednesdays are lunch and learn days at the African American Cultural House on the University of Illinois campus. Students gather at noon, eat pizza, and listen to guest speakers. This week it's a member of the track team talking about being a student athlete. These are students who have excelled in public schools and have gone on. But they left behind classmates who, for one reason or another, took different paths after high school. Some of them went to community colleges. Some immediately joined the job force. And in too many cases, some left school without a diploma.
I hated high school. Because of the lack of support that was provided to me as a black student.
Namika Bates is in grad school now at the U of I. She still calls herself a proud graduate of Champaign Centennial, only the best, she says, but she didn't see an even playing field there. What Namika says is not wholly confined to Champaign and Urbana. In school districts across the country, achievement levels for African American students lag behind those of white students. Sierra Calbert came to the U of I from Rantoul Township, where she says there seemed to be an early separation between those who know where they're going and those who don't.
There's more and more of a bridge between the students who are going to go to college, who people expect to go to college, people expect things of, and those who don't. And a lot of them will be in either the students, you know, like either the black students will either be in the highest classes or they'll be in the lowest classes, meaning like special needs classes, like that low, not average, special needs.
That's a common thread among these students. Many of them know of colleagues who were counseled to aim low, to settle for something other than higher education or for a less prestigious school. In Champaign Unit 4, standardized test scores are significantly lower for African American students on average. Smaller percentages of black students are getting into gifted courses. More are put in special education, more are being disciplined, and more are being suspended or kicked out. Superintendent Arthur Culver's central goal has been to narrow the achievement gap, and he's sure he can convince a skeptical public that all students can leave school better educated and on a more equal level.
There are just a number of school districts and schools in this country and in this state that have the same kind of students that we have to deal with every day, kids that come from dysfunctional families, kids that come from poor families, kids where there's no support at home for education, yet these schools and these school systems have found a way to lead these kids to success academically.
Champaign schools have been pressured to find those answers ever since 1996, when parents filed a lawsuit calling for equity in education. That suit was settled, but another suit 4 years later challenged the pace of change. And 2 years ago, a federal judge chastised Unit 4 for not moving fast enough. Culver was hired as superintendent just before that warning. He says the pressure of the federal consent decree will help him make sometimes controversial reforms quicker.
I love it because it's basically focusing on the things that I would focus on anyway. And it gives us some leverage to do some things that we need to do anyway.
That includes aligning the district's curriculum so that all students in all classrooms in all schools learn at the same pace. It includes more focused teacher training and offering incentives to match the best teachers with the most challenging students. And it includes lots and lots of testing, not just statewide tests, but diagnostic testing to see where kids are in the learning process now and then. University of Illinois education professor Luis Miron says those are not often popular changes, especially the concept of keeping lagging students in the mainstream classroom with peers helping them catch up.
Parents have been skeptical of those, understandably, because if they have high-achieving kids who are targeted for early success in the college of their choice, there's a perception that that might actually bring down the learning levels, and the data says that it doesn't bring down the learning levels. What happens is we raise, you know, all boats simultaneously.
Superintendent Arthur Culver believes that eventually teachers in Unit 4 will buy into the changes as well, as long as they know that administrators are on their side, particularly when teachers have to mete out discipline. From there, teacher enthusiasm can translate into student motivation, something U of I student Namika Bates says African-American students can initiate first within themselves.
As black people, you have to understand that what society's picture of you is, and you have to have a willingness and a desire to change that view of what you are. And I think that, you know, if we're going to raise the achievement gap of African American students, we have to first, the school system needs to first start moving toward understanding that these young people need to learn the value of education.
A lesson they say all students could stand to learn. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.